جزاكم الله خيرا to respected مولانا for his very important message and advice. The summary of which is that if we want that the sorry state of the Muslim ummah that we are seeing today changes and the Muslim ummah once again flourishes like it did in the past, then the solution of all solutions is that we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make a concerned effort to practice upon deen, and this will bring about a change in the conditions in the world today. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that Allah has promised those who believe and do amal salih. Amal salih means that they do amal with ikhlas and in the light of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them leadership in this world, just like He gave leadership to them who came before, to those who came before them. So we, many a times our mind does not go towards this. And we sit down for hours and have political discussions and watch videos and this and that. But when it comes to our practical life, we see that we are not following the Sharia as we should do. If each and every person took it upon himself to make a change in his life, then individuals, they make families, families, they make communities, communities make societies, societies make countries. And this effort of a person in his personal life, it may seem small, but it will go a long way and it will bring about a change in the conditions that we are facing today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to adopt those qualities which make us beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that once again we may gain His assistance and see Islam flourishing like it did so in the past. Moving on now, I would like to invite a student of our part-time evening madrasa, Muhammad Topia, to come and recite some verses of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا. قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو وأهدى سبيلا صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah to Muhammad for his recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in his ilm and amal. These were the verses of Surah Banu Israel. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran and word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have sent down, in it is shifa and cure for the Muslims and rahmah for the Muslims. The Mufassirin mentioned that what does it mean by there is cure in the Quran for the believers? Though one tafsir or one interpretation is that the Quran, it is also a cure for physical illnesses, which is why many a times we read the Quran and we blow on certain people if they are sick, if they are unwell. But more so than this, the Quran is a cure for our spiritual illnesses that we have inside our hearts, one of which, or the greater of which, is kufr and disbelief. And after this, there are many other spiritual illnesses. So the Quran, when a person attaches himself to the Quran, he reads the Quran regularly, he makes an effort to understand the message of the Quran, and he brings this message of the Quran into his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rid him of his spiritual illnesses. And this person will become spiritually healthy. And when a person is healthy, then this will make him worthy of acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for us in the hereafter. So we should all make it a point that we make an effort to connect to the Quran. In whatever way possible, we should make an effort to recite the Quran as much as we can and recite the Quran in the correct manner. Many of you have come from different localities. When we go back to our localities, then this should be on our agenda, that we have learnt that we should connect to the Quran. So where there are durus of the Quran taking place, most of the masajid, durus of the Quran take place. Ulama, they impart lectures in English, if not in your local masjid. Somewhere in and around you, you will find ulama giving lectures on the Quran. We should try and attend these lectures so that we can understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. This is a great bounty and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran that He has given us. But unfortunately, we have time for everything today. We have time for our friends, we have time to go to the gym, we have time to socialize, we have time for work, we have time to study, we have time for our education, we have time for all sorts of different things. But when you go into the masjid and see there is a dars of Quran taking place, 5, 10, 15, 20 people are seated there. The imam has made an effort, he is taking out his time, he has prepared his lecture, but it is not being appreciated. So just like we take out time for everything else, which is secondary, our deen should come first. All of these things that we are taking out time for, our status in the hereafter does not depend on this. We will not be judged in the hereafter on the base of our car, on our house, our bank balance, our education, our degree. We will be judged on the base of our good actions, on how much we made an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the base of our aqidah, on the base of our understanding of Shariat. So this should come at the top of our list. And if we cannot make this much sacrifice and we cannot give that much time, I'm sure we all have half an hour in a week where we can take out time and sit in somebody's company and learn what the Quran is saying. And along with this, the recitation of the Quran is also very important. Months go by, sometimes years go by, and we do not make this effort to learn the Quran, to read the Quran, to take out time to recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if we do not understand. If we do not understand, even then this Quran is not void of benefit, rather it has many benefits. Even reciting without understanding, if with understanding, the benefits is twofold. So we should have this also as part of our timetable, as part of our routine every day, that in the morning, in the evening, after work, we recite some portion of the Quran, whether it be one juz, half a juz, one quarter of a juz, even if it is one page, something is better than nothing. They say in Arabic, ما لا يدرك كله لا يترك كله. If you cannot achieve something fully, then don't let it go from your hands. Make a small effort. This small effort will inshallah increase, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant barakah in this. So we should all try to connect to the Quran here, alhamdulillah, at the Islamic Dawah Academy. For those brothers who live close by, we have many services taking place. For those who wish to connect to the Quran, we have our Hifz class which takes place every day. For those who wish to revise the Quran, we have Tajweed classes on Tuesdays. Many brothers, mashallah, come and they are split up into different stages. Many brothers have come who did not even know how to recite the Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. And now, alhamdulillah, they have worked hard and they are reciting the Quran. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah just recently, from about 2 months, he has started his Dars al-Quran once again, which takes place every Sunday. So you should try to participate. If not, then all our programs are relayed online. You can listen to it on a Sunday evening and benefit from this, because it is important that we take our knowledge from the right place. There are many places or many avenues where we can try to understand the Quran, but not all of them are correct. So we should visit the ulama and those ulama who are giving sound knowledge in light of the Quran and Sunnah. Moving on now, I would request a student of our madrasa, Jamia Riyadul Ulum, Ibrahim Dorab, to come and recite a naat in Urdu.